This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
September cheese consumption was strong, and Tuesday's GDT reversed direction and headed back up. StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski talks about it with Lee Milkey here on our Milky Monday. Lee?
Dave, the good news last week was the strong U.S. cheese consumption in September and a 2.4% jump in the GDT's weighted average on Tuesday, but something tells me you see some clouds on the horizon.
Yeah, a little bit there, Lee. I mean, this is the time of year where you get stronger demand for U.S. dairy products. So question really becomes, is it sustainable as we go through the next month, month and a half, as we close out the year? And I think generally the economy is still roaring right along. The labor market is tight and things are moving. Basically got a high inflationary environment that is yet to be slowed by the Fed and their monetary policy, increasing interest rates. We need to cut government spending, of course. I mean, you got to fight this on two fronts. But the bottom line is they're hell-bent on slowing the economy. And even before that happens, holiday demand is going to dry up here a bit. This is the time of year, Lee, that orders slow down, that cancellations happen, and that speculators take their ball and go home.
What about the GDT, though? It came up on Tuesday. China was still not very present in the market, and it has its own problems. China is not going to bail out the GDT, is it?
Eventually, they'll come back in. We've talked about this before. I think they will come back in at some point in time, but there's been this headline news about their economy reopening, but it's going to take some time. That doesn't happen overnight. In the U.S., we were chomping at the bit to get out. People are fearful in China, and it's a different culture. So I think that's going to take some time. And also, by the way, they change their tune week to week on this matter. So there's a lot of unknowns that go forward. Yeah, GDT was up. I think there's definitely some response to price. You know, prices fall. The prior three events for GDT were lower. So eventually some people come in and go, hey, listen, this is a pretty good price level. Let me get some stuff bought. And they step in. But is that a sustainable change in trend? Not yet.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
We all have habits that, in a sense, program our lives. 90% of our daily behaviors and habits operate without us even realizing it.
Many of our habits have become regular routines that we perform exactly the same way every time. Without even thinking about it, you put the same shoe on first, sit on the same chair at the dinner table, or sleep on the same side of the bed.
Habits are a necessary part of our life. Without them, our brains would have us constantly worn out. Everyday activities like getting dressed can be done easily through subconscious habits.
What habits would you like to create or expand? Are there any habits that you might like to change or eliminate? Much of who you are or will become is connected to the habits you allow.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rods, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
In their forecast for U.S. milk production next year, USDA analysts currently expect
2023 milk output to be up about 2.2 billion pounds.
Up from this current year. This from USDA Outlook Chairman Mark Jekanowski. He pegs 2023 milk production at just over 229 billion pounds. That would be a little under 1% above this year, what Mark calls then a normal trend increase. Producers are expected to see lower prices for their milk next year. One, because there will be more of it, but also due to
some general softening of most product prices.
USDA projecting cheese prices to drop by 6%, butter 13%, non-fat dry milk 16%, sending milk prices down. The all milk price forecast now at $22.60 a hundredweight, and compared to this year,
that would be a reduction of $2.90 per hundredweight,
or about 11%. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Hello, I'm Zach Duchesneau, administrator for the USDA's Farm Service Agency. Voting is now open for the 2022 FSA County Committee elections. Now through December 5th, farmers and ranchers in eligible administrative areas can cast their votes for who will serve on their local FSA committee. Visit fsa.usda.gov/elections or contact your local FSA office. Don't delay and vote today.